You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Spam Away,
Dude Alien,
Sausage Pizza,
Greasy Speedy.
Yeah, I would call myself more speedy than greasy.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, whoa.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Upcast.
Mr. Robcast.
That's me.
What's shaking, man?
What is shaking? Not too much and fudge. Again, a busy week here in the Great White North.
It's always a busy week. It's always a blur. And by the time I show up on Monday, it's like my car screeched. You know, it flipped over seven times. It threw me out the window. And then Rob's like, hey, what'd you do this week? I don't know. I'm a complete mush brain by Monday. And then on Tuesday, I'm like, oh, yeah, I did this cool shit all week. I just didn't talk about it.
I've totally forgot. Yeah.
Couldn't remember a damn thing.
Or like big news hits like the second we stop recording. Yeah, man. Like, there's celebrity deaths and everything else. Like, oh, wow. Yeah, we don't want to sound like assholes, but we recorded 3 days before we released, so we have no idea.
Well, so. I think we should celebrate something today. Nobody died this week.
Nobody died this week. Knock on wood. Now, as we're recording, it's what is it? Devil's Night tonight.
It is Devil's Night.
October 30th. Of course, by the time the world gets this, it'll be November 1st. So happy November, and yes, I hope you had a healthy and safe Halloween.
Yes, and old man Jenkins will never catch me egging his house. That's all I gotta say.
No. Well, it depends. If it wasn't for those pesky kids, they'll.
It's like Roman, you're in your 40s. You are old man Jenkins. No, I just unmasked myself.
All right. Well, a couple things right off the top. Our Ask Roman and Rob Anything button that's on our website, www.romanpodcast.com. Big red button right at the top. You click it, you email, you can ask Roman and Rob anything. So we got a question last week, and just to briefly, the question came in, I believe it was from a listener named Jeff, and it said, you have a chance to be with the girl of your dreams, but in order to be with the girl of your dreams, you have to be with the woman who is you are least attracted to. Let's just put it that way. And we were split, and we made amendments to this question saying, yes, this is if we're single and if we're 18 and full of hormones. And you said, no, you would not sleep with the woman you were not attractive to get to the girl of your dreams. I said, of course I would. I would have stuck it in a watermelon if it stopped rolling around. And so we reached out to Rob Wade, our UK correspondent. And
Before you tell me this, I think it's important I tell people that you're the reason I grease up my watermelon so that they're not easy to catch.
That's right. Right? God damn it. So getting back to the point, Rob Wade, he is in your side. Not in you, on your side.
Good God, this took a turn.
Yes. So yeah, he says he was very, very picky, and no, he would not go through the woman he is least attracted to get to the girl of his dreams. But a side note, congratulations, because he's found the girl of his dreams and he just got engaged a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, yeah, congrats, man. That's that's a big deal for especially being a guy who hosts a Star Wars podcast. Any of you to find a woman, I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. Yes, we're both be happily married. Yes.
Rob's like, I'm very picky on who I'm with. Now leave me alone with my self-contained, what is it, the my Star Wars figures that are still in a package.
Oh, Mintum card?
That's the one.
No, we're not like that. No. We managed to have a Star Wars podcast and managed to...
Get away from me, you weird winch. Women. Now somebody roll the 12-sided die.
No, it doesn't work.
It's funny, as we're saying this, a little pop-up for Skype just popped up, and Rob Wade is online.
Oh, yes. Hi, Rob.
Yeah. He heard us talking about it. I'll stop talking.
His ears are burning. Yeah. So yeah, but on all joking aside, congratulations, Rob. We're really happy for you. It looks to be very, very awesome. And if you decide to bring your bachelor party to Canada, let us know.
Yeah, don't go to Vegas. Trust me.
Don't go to Vegas. Come to Canada. Come to Toronto. We'll go out.
We'll introduce you to real poutine.
Real poutine.
Now, you know, poutine is making its way across the U.S.
Yes.
And a little bit around the world, but really it's catching fire in places like Boston and Philadelphia. And there was actually – I saw an actual news article where they interviewed this lady who was doing poutine correctly. She went to Quebec. She felt, you know, she had a real sensei. Poutine. Yeah.
Or what's French for sensei? Le sensei?
Sensei, yeah.
Okay.
Since it's Japanese.
Yes.
So French for sensei would be professeur.
Yes.
Since it's teacher.
Yes.
But anyways, she got the proper education on it. She got she knew about the squeaky cheese.
Yes.
And all that. And she worked with their local farmers down there. And she got them to make the proper type of cheese. And that's what she's serving at a restaurant.
Oh, fantastic. So there's authentic Quebec-style poutine.
If you're in Philadelphia and you want the authentic style, you go to Shoofly, Shoo-Fly. I saw that she's doing it right, and she's also doing it the way that the poutineries do it here,
yes,
where they add on a bunch of crap on top. So if you want General Chow's poutine, she's doing it. You know, she's got all kinds of – I'm okay if you do traditional and you do it right, and then you want to add like – you know, pulled pork or whatever you want to add on top of it.
But you got to have the base right.
Exactly. Don't do what those fuckers in Boston are doing, all right?
Oh, no.
All right? They're coming up with their – like it's not even fries and cheese curds. They're using something like, carrot sticks and grape jelly. And they're like, it's poutine. And it's just – I've seen how some of them are doing it, and they're doing like a gourmet, but it's not even poutine. They just call it poutine, but it's nothing like poutine.
It's not poutine. No, yeah, no.
And they know they're pissing us off doing it, but they're Bastin, so they think they can do what they want.
Yeah, well, they're close to Quebec. Like, they're literally right there.
Right, right. So there's like three or four like higher-end restaurants who are calling it poutine. It is not poutine.
No.
I'm sure there's real poutine there. I'm sure somebody in Boston
to explain it to people...
I don't want to lambaste the entire city. I'm saying like this, but specifically the ones that they're really promoting with these big restaurants and stuff, it is not poutine.
No,
go to Philly, get your damn poutine.
There, go to Philly or Quebec
or Montreal. Yeah. Go to Montreal.
To explain it to people that don't understand, everybody knows there's a difference between champagne and sparkling white wine. Champagne, if you're having real champagne, it's from Champagne, France. Like that's the point we're making. There's a certain way, and everything else is just not champagne.
Yeah,
so
a lot of things are like that.
There's a lot of people that sell white sparkling wine and call it champagne, but it's not fucking champagne.
Well, they're not. Well, they don't call it champagne anymore. They legally they can't.
No, they
call it sparkling white wine now. It's legally there. It's like scotch. You cannot call your product scotch.
Oh yeah, but anytime I open a bottle of sparkling white wine, I call it champagne. That's what I'm saying. Hey, you want champagne, honey? Blig, 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 blig. Hand over the label. Blig, 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 blig.
Would you like some Spumante Bambino?
Some baby duck with some
baby duck?
Authentic Canadian poutine.
That's right. It's okay if you want to try your best. Even if you take fries and grated mozzarella and shitty gravy. Look, I'm just saying that if you're in a place where you can't get real cheese curds, you know, we'll even look at that and go, okay, well, you tried.
We get the effort, but that's just it's like us doing authentic Southern barbecue. It's like we fucking can't do it. We don't. You know what I mean, like
we couldn't get any beef, so this is arugula.
Yeah, this is arugula and goat.
Stop using arugula, Boston. I saw that on a cooking show, and I was just like they're promoting this, going like, oh, it's not your traditional thing, but we feel we could do what we want. Then stop calling it poutine.
They had the same thing. When, you know, they got the New York style pizza and the Chicago style pizza, and then you go California style, and that's when they started throwing everything on the fucking pizza, like kale and bullshit. It's like, that's not a fucking – what the –
you know, we used to call it lying. Now we just call it clickbait. So, Boston is clickbaiting people into eating the – you know, I'd like to order a poutine. Oh, no problem. And then it comes to your table, and you're like, what the fuck is this mess?
Yeah, what's this? Who ordered the salad?
No fries, no cheese, no gravy. Why are you calling this poutine? Yeah. This is a hamburger with like – a leg from a deer. And they're like, yes, it's poutine.
No, poutine doesn't mean throw shit in a bowl and mix it and give it to somebody. It's not.
Well, it's French. We don't know. We don't care. We don't speak that stuff. We speak American. Well, that's. I'm all glad you speak American, and you know, and appreciate you, all of you, in the U.S. of A. But you know, except for the few people in Boston who are fucking up poutine.
Fucking up poutine. Yeah, don't fuck up poutine. Come on, yeah. Jesus Christ.
So I'm done with my poutine rant.
Okay, good.
It's my prerogative as a French Canadian. I can do that.
Yes. And you don't call it French fries. You just call it fries.
It's
you're having the French fries? Why are you saying that?
I call it frites, man. No. I'm not Belgian.
Frites. All right. So in summary, Rob Waite sides with you on the Astro Winner, Rob. Anything. And congratulations to Rob. It's awesome. And good luck in the future with you and your lovely
congrats,
bride.
Congrats, buddy.
All right. More news. As you know, I am a referee for Canadian football. And it's the American style football. I'm not talking soccer, footy, or anything like that to our UK listeners. And so I had four games this weekend. A big, huge, because you know it's coming down to our playoffs, because obviously Canada gets real freaking cold pretty soon. So we got to hurry up and get the ball in, right?
Yeah.
Well, brief summary. We're reffing the game. The home team, I'm not going to mention the team's name, but the home team's coach is pissed off and starts swearing at us, the refs. And then he gets warned, and then he gets a bench penalty. Like, they lose yards because of we just called the bench penalty. And then finally he gets persistent, and he's calling a timeout, but he doesn't want to call a timeout and discuss stuff. He just wants to berate us, so he gets tossed. Out you go. And the head ref, I wasn't the head ref, so the crew chief, we call him, tossed him. Took him forever to leave because it's a playoff game. So he's gone. And then while we're waiting for him to actually leave the facility, because he doesn't have to just leave the field, he's got to get the fuck out of there. Like, he's got to go to the parking lot. So while we're doing this, one of the other coaches from that team, his wife was in the crowd, punched a mother from the visiting team. And then a huge melee ensues.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. And because it was a rainy day, there was like umbrellas. So it looked like this massive Jedi lightsaber fight with umbrellas in the crowd, and just complete melee ensues, right? So anyway, this calms down, and I've had one of the dads come onto the field because we stopped the play, and we're consoling the kids because their coach gets thrown out. We're saying, listen, kids, it's not your fault. It's just between adults here. It's just, he's got to go, and they're upset, and the other kids don't know what the hell is going on. They're from Burlington, and all of a sudden they see moms punching moms, and then a guy walks on the field and goes, that girl's gotta go, you gotta throw her out too, because he, look at my lips, she punched me in the face. I'm like, you got hit by a girl and you're fucking coming to tell me? Like, A, I'm just a referee. After anything that happens outside of the hash marks of the lines for the field, that's a civil matter. That's not my fucking business, buddy. Like, you go blow a dude in the stands. I don't give a fuck. It's inappropriate as hell.
It's like when you're on the field, you're a professional, you're a referee.
I am
Once
responsible
you step
for
off
what goes
the field.
On. Yeah, it's a civil matter. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you turn into John Candy from Vacation. Sorry, sir. You're going to have to handle this yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So then we have to get league officials to separate the parents, so they had the home team parents on one side and the visiting team parents on the other side, and they had like a 10-yard buffer in between, so they could no longer punch anybody. And then we finally got the game back going on, remarkably. Cops are showing up because there's charges, I'm assuming, that are going to be pressed.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, just haul off and hit people. And I'm kicking umbrella debris off the football field because of the big melee that happened. Now, when I look back at this, I find out what probably happened was because the one that started punching was a coach's wife. And so one of the moms were probably like, oh, good for them. That coach has to be kicked out, and was probably applauding and saying all sorts of bullshit, and was probably standing around one of the coach's wives. And she probably turned around and said, what the fuck did you say? You know what I mean? And there you have it. That's how it starts.
Yeah, but Jesus, get a little civility.
Well, and this was, honest to God, this was, the kids were like ages 10, 11, 12.
So they're just as bad as hockey moms. Worse.
Like, they just, like, okay, now the woman that started the fight, you kind of have to tip your hat a little bit, because, okay, granted, it's completely inappropriate and not welcome at any football game or hockey game or any child sporting event, but the woman probably looked at her and said, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And she just fucking hauled off and hit her. Now, normally, people in the outside civilized world run their mouths and talk shit all the time and never have to suffer the consequences. Now, Inca's like, yeah, what are you going to do about it, buddy? Knock, knock. Oh, holy crap, I'm getting my ass kicked. Oh, I guess that's what he's going to do. So, I'm not, you know, it's a tiny tip of the cap to that, if that was indeed the case. But other than that, holy fuck, what a shit show. Like, just...
Yeah. It reminds me of those videos I see of, like, a really bad hockey parents. And there's this one dad. He's a little bit further than all the other parents. He's right up against the glass.
Yeah.
Right? And he's just sitting there clanging on the glass, which, of course, is a plexiglass.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there banging, going, like, oh, you stupid rat, bah, bah, bah. And he hit it, I think, about four times. I don't know if he had a cane or if it was with his fist. Right? And the damn thing just shatters.
Yep.
And he stops and he's stunned. And then he looks back at the parents, and that's where somebody's filming from. Probably about like 20, 30 feet away. And he turns back and looks at the guy with the camera, like in this direction. And the guy with the camera goes, way to go, Stan.
Yeah, now you just stop. And also, dude, we can do that. And we have like with the three Ps. We're like, if a coach or somebody in the stands gets personal, profane, and persistent. You mean, then we can start handling, or we can ask them to leave, or stop the game until the parent leaves. Like, so then you're just embarrassing the kids. So we desperately try not to, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
But still, it was fucked up. It was like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, Jesus Christ, just your 10-year-olds playing football. And it's bad enough. Every game I hear, oh, you missed that call, you missed this, blah 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 blah. Like, if you're doing an Adams game for kids this age, there's only four refs on the field. It's not like a 7-man crew with fucking stick crew and all. You know what I mean? Like,
and Adams is Adams division is 8 to 10 years old, roughly.
I think in the football one, I think it's like 10, 11, 12. I think, because there's a tight division that's even younger, and we call them like the bobbleheads because they got this big football helmet on there. So. Anyway, yeah, complete melee. It was fucking retarded. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So on that happy note, do you have any headlines for us this week?
Yeah, I think I should have a couple. Maybe not as good as psycho wife's coach's wife punches out unsuspecting woman, but
yep.
Okay, so how about this? And you know what? I think you might appreciate this. Okay. It kind of ties into your love of watermelons, or at least my self-defense of watermelons for you. Police discover speeding driver nearly naked and covered in Vaseline.
Oh, my God. Go on.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear that. Police discover a speeding driver nearly naked, covered in Vaseline. An Oklahoma man was greased up. Or actually, I guess he was greasing the wheels of justice. When he was pulled over, there was the man was 54 years old, mostly covered in Vaseline on his hands and his upper and lower body parts.
Okay.
All right. And so the cop pulled him over and they noticed that there were also pornographic magazines on the seat next to him.
Yes.
Yes. And a nearly empty jar of Vaseline.
Oh, no.
All right, so we had a joke. Nearly empty. That's the thing, right? Like, we had a joke when we were kids, right? Which I think we got from another comedian from a long time ago, which was, you know, if I go to your house and there's a jar of Vaseline and I open that up, I'm like, there better not be a four-finger scoop in there.
Well, what are you doing?
You better not be one squeaky door in your house.
Well, yeah, but that, hey, on a side note, you have to be careful when you go to somebody else's house. You mean, like, if you're going to somebody now, if he goes to your house, if you see him go in your bathroom and he comes out and you're missing Vaseline, you can be like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah, but you don't want to go mess around with people's stuff, man. If you open that jar of Vaseline and there's a pubic hair in there, you can never forget that.
No, he can't. No. Okay. Okay. So.
Okay.
So, okay, let me get this straight. So guy gets pulled over. He's got a half tub of Vaseline on the car seat. He's obviously disheveled. Looks like he's sweating.
He's nearly naked. Yes. He's glistening.
He's glistening. And what would the cops charge him, or what happened?
Well, basically, they looked at him and they said, okay, well, we're going to have to do an inventory of the vehicle.
Okay.
Right? So he said the officer noted that the driver's side of the car was extremely greasy.
Oh, I know.
According to the reports. And you see the occupant seemed very nervous. And his hands were shaking.
Yes.
So he handed the cop his ID, and then he offered him a rag to wipe off the Vaseline that was on it. The cop refused the offer. So then he finally admitted that he was masturbating behind the wheel before being pulled over.
Okay.
He's been in and out of prisons his whole life for burglary, narcotics, and all that. So they charged him with speeding and driving with a revoked license, and he was fined. He was freed later on $1,000 bond.
Oh, you're just jerking off.
it's just how much? It's like you open the door and you're like, no, again, you know, how do you say it, Rob? Just like the
no. Is that what you say? No.
You just walk away.
Well, okay. So what does he have him being in jail most of his life? Like, you figure he'd be with somebody else, like another, with a woman or a dude or whatever.
But he was speeding, right? Yeah. With an expired license.
Well, you know, I know why he's speeding, because usually when a guy usually climaxes, he points his toes. At least I do. So if you got your foot on the accelerator, oh my God.
Just, I guess he wanted to go before he went. But it's just like, you open the door. It's just nothing but a greasy mess.
Yeah.
And it's got to be the worst nightmare for that cop. License to registrate. Oh my fuck. Oh, what no. The hell?
He can't hold on to the license. It's just slipping out of his hands.
Why?
You piece of shit.
He looks back at his car. Rookie, I'm going to need you to handle this one.
Yeah. Well, at least nobody was hurt.
Well, I think somebody was hurt. If you're using Vaseline to masturbate, I got news for you. Bad idea.
Oh, well, I don't. Not like somebody's dumping beach sand in there. Fuck.
No, I know, but it's something we learned when we were kids, is that it's thermogenic. It heats up real.
Yeah, it's like a piston.
We're always told when we were kids, never use that for sex or anything, because it's not a good product. It can cause some serious burns if you go too fast.
How hard are you fast and jerking off? What the fuck? Vigorously.
Start smoking.
Yeah.
But look. If I'm extremely greasy, I'm guessing he's probably not using his radar gun to tell how fast he's masturbating.
No.
He can pretty much tell.
Dude, your dick's steaming.
Sir, your pants are on fire. I know.
Are you a liar?
Are you masturbating, sir? No. Sir, your toes are still pointing down.
Yeah, exactly. While you're wearing one sock.
I like the ballet. Okay.
Okay, good.
Moving on. Explains the tutu.
All right. You got another headline for us?
Yeah, man. All right, man. This is a little weird. I know we do weird headlines, but this one's just strange. Wham, bam, no more spam.
What?
Okay. So remember we talked about people stealing maple syrup?
Yes.
And people stealing hockey equipment?
Yes.
And maple syrup again.
Again, yes.
And then there was what? Something in Europe. Cheese or something, right? There was one more heist.
Yep.
Okay, well now, thieves target nation's favorite in Hawaii. Spam.
What?
Thieves are going into different places, stealing cases and cans of spam, and selling them on the street for drug money. Hawaii, I know you may not know this, but Hawaii consumes the most spam of any state or even anywhere in the world.
Well, okay. Now, being living on a chain of volcanoes, basically, you know, volcanic islands, I'm assuming there's not a lot of room for free range cattle on Hawaii.
Oh no, there's it's very green, so there's lots of room for it. But it's because it comes out of the World War II, right?
Yeah.
where the Americans were based there, and a lot of the food were like MREs and stuff that were contained.
Okay.
So the population got used to eating canned foods, especially Spam.
Yeah. No, no. My point was making like, they're probably not parceling off chunks of land to raise. You mean, so it goes hand in hand with like their.
Yeah. And they eat a lot of rice.
Yep.
Right. And Spam is very salty. Mm-hmm. And the two go really well together. So Spam sushi is a big thing out there. They eat a ton of it. Well, what's happening is that they're now using it as currency for drugs.
Of course.
They're like, you try to keep an eye on it, but if they run, you just can't leave the counter and chase them. And if you've been to Hawaii, you probably know why some people can't chase other people.
Yes.
You know, some of them are big boys.
They're bigger boys, yes.
I'm a big boy, too. I get it. It's just like somebody steals from my store, I'll be like, hey, what's your
Yeah, but can you imagine getting big by eating Spam? Like, we're eating shit, and we put on a few pounds, but imagine, like, your sole weight gain product is Spam. Oh, no.
It says here, so you got to take the hit. Police in Honolulu have a report of a man lifting a case of the canned meat from a store earlier this month. Spokesman for the Institute for Human Services said people are stealing it because it's easy to sell. It's quick cash for drug money. Hawaiians eat millions of cans of Spam a year.
Millions.
Wow. Millions, yeah. The nation's highest per capita consumption of the processed meat, which is a mixture of pork shoulder, ham, sugar, and salt.
They love it.
And Vaseline, I think.
There's a petroleum product in there.
Yeah. The state love affair with Spam began during World War II, mm-hmm. when rationing created the right conditions for the rise of meats and needed not to be refrigerated. It had a long shelf life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So a lot of them, a lot of people grew up back then, and they've written cookbooks, and its popularity of like that mixes well with its Asian cultures. There you go. Asians eat lots of rice. It's salty. It goes well with rice. So basically, so they're going into stores and they're like, forget the cash register, get the spam.
Hey, if it sells, like that's just it, like. You mean like I don't know what the equivalent here in Canada would be. Like, you mean, like you said, hockey gloves. Like,
yeah. Well, obviously, also it was maple syrup. But if you had to steal like a food,
yeah.
Yeah,
but what's a food? We fucking just like donuts.
Yeah, it would be donuts.
Or
nothing canned. If there was anything canned, it would be what, split pea soup in Quebec.
Probably, you know,
like pea soup in Quebec. Chicken noodle and but even then it's like
fuck it, I'll go get some. I don't need to buy if I don't need to buy meat on the street. Like if I'm buying meat street, it's from a hot dog vendor, and I fucking instantly regret it every time.
But. Cheese whiz, and no, we're not even a big. We do some cheese whiz, but nothing.
Yeah,
nothing good. Yeah, so yeah, it would be something a little more liquid for us. It's maple syrup and donuts.
Well, people who are suffering from addiction, they're very, they have a lot of ingenuity about them.
You got to be fucking creative to sit there and go, you know what? It's like, forget the cash register. They're going to come after you. Steal a can of Spam.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck. Except for the owner who's the big kahuna behind the counter is not going to chase you down.
For Spam, yeah. Yeah, if you walk out with
his TV. No, for anything. He just couldn't chase anybody down.
No. You have to call Hawaii 5-0 for that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not that I do not condone stealing of any sort, but it's a victimless crime. No, there's,
and it's not like you could swap the cans with something else in it.
Yeah,
to kind of trick the robbers.
No, it's not like or it'd be,
because they're not consuming it.
It'd be funnier if you just went in the store and stole the keys that open up the Spam, cans of Spam. So, you know that little key they got glued to the bottom and that you got to rip it off and open up the can?
Now, yeah, like
if you were just selling the keys.
Take all the keys. Yeah, take all the keys.
Yeah. Hey, I see you got some Spam in your grocery cart there, ma'am.
This is what you do. You keep the Spam in a storage locker in the back.
Right.
Right. And all you do is you display the keys.
Right.
And it says seafront, kind of like when you used to rent a DVD or a VHS and it would only have the empty box.
Yeah.
And then have to go behind the counter.
Yeah.
And then give you the proper DVD. Well, this one, they only have the key and it says, see cashier for product.
Yes. Yeah. And it's going to turn into one of these things. Like now, if you walk into I know in the States, you walk into a drugstore, they got like the Sunafed behind the counter, like locked under lock and key.
Yeah.
You mean they're still, they're going to have like the cough and cold medicine under lock and key right beside the spam.
Just, or it's going to be the ones where it's kind of like when you get your razors and you lift that little door and it goes, beep, boom, beep, boom. Is that this one's going to go, spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam.
That's what it would say.
There it is. Okay, we got time for another one if you got one kicking around.
Yeah, man. Let's go with aliens.
Sure.
Because we all loves aliens.
Are they the probing type aliens?
Well, let's find out. The alien infested desert ranch can be yours for all of $5 million.
That's it.
Yeah, a 10-acre desert ranch is up for grabs in Arizona with a unique property listed as featuring an in-ground swimming pool, a hay barn, and a constant stream of extraterrestrial travel that travels through the backyard portal.
Well, fuck. Of course. Go on. I'm listening. I'm
you're my selling realtor. This. Yeah. Proby McProberstein. All right. So the Stardust Ranch is in Rainbow Valley. Well, of course it is. If anybody's going to play with your butt, there's going to be a rainbow there. which was featured on a travel program, Ghost Adventures, which is a show I did watch in 2006, and is on the market for a cool $5 million after its current owner said he grew tired of fighting off aliens. It's like, is he Harrison Ford all of a sudden? Yeah. Oh, sorry, fighting off aliens, malevolent abductions.
Right.
Get off my ranch.
Get off my ranch. I thought you were going to say Sigourney Weaver there for a second, but anyway.
Stay away from her, you bitch. almost immediately from the day that we moved in, we began to have strange experiences. Yeah, his name's Tito. He lives in the woods and he likes your butt.
Yeah, exactly. I think somebody's just molesting you in your sleep, like, and probing you. Like, it's not aliens. Like, it's just, you have a really, really creepy uncle that keeps putting his finger in your ass. Like,
what if he's actually just molesting himself? Like, what if he doesn't even realize while he's asleep, one hand's just going up the backside, and he's like, I was probed again. Yeah, by you.
Yeah, you shoved your finger up your ass.
It says here, so over the past 20 years, he's claimed that he's been abducted and has had medical experiments performed on him by the aliens and has even had to slay a few in a samurai sword fight.
Of course he has to. Yeah, you had me until you started bragging about your samurai skills. Like, fuck, you just got to, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, oh, you got abducted. Oh, okay, that could happen. Yeah, oh, you
turns
medical.
Out, yeah. Turns out the plot of Last Samurai, actually, it just kind of meshed with Independence Day.
It did. Yeah. Like, oh, my. So, okay, obviously this, like, I mean, I'm not, hey, we would be naive to think, with the size of the universe that it is, billions and billions of stars, and in billions and billions of galaxies, and there's billions and billions of solar systems in those, like, it goes on, it's infinite. So we'd be naive to think we're the only intelligent life around at this moment. But, there's a big caveat here. You're the only one, you live in Arizona, and you're the only, like, and now you're going to, like, try to profit off it? Like, what?
He says, I saved from the time I was 8 years old to buy a horse ranch. And when I buy a horse ranch, I buy an alien hellhole. Oh. He lamented. It's not like I like to say that I screwed up. I'll just dump it and just go get another one, he says.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's saying that he's had to, it's not just abducted him and experimented on him, but the wife and also the animals.
Of course. You know, everybody's getting probed.
So he's showing the people, like, his wounds of all the fights he's been in.
All the fights. Sorry, mental illness is not something to laugh at, but fuck off. Like, he's literally just trying to make a buck off his property. Like, what do you think the actual value of the property would be if you didn't have the alien tag on it? Like, if he's asking $5 million, what is it? $1 million? Half million?
Or maybe it's less. Maybe it should be $10 million, and he's asking $5 million. I don't know.
Yeah, or if it's desert, like, fuck. You mean how expensive is desert? Like, you know the fucking moisture farmer from Star Wars on Tatooine. Like, fuck. Like, what are you gonna do with it?
He says there's we know that there's a gate at the back of the property. We know where it is, and about every 72 days it seems to open. And at that point, there are massive sightings out there. He says those interested for potential experience of out of this world encounters, or just looking to have a five bedroom or four bath ranch featuring beautiful desert views can learn more about the listing. It says, it's like, if you want to be abducted and probed by aliens, please inquire within. Or if you like pretty vistas,
and
then he motions with his hand, open palm,
yes,
where he just kind of swoops the whole like horizon.
Yeah.
You like pretty vistas? Please contact me at 1-800 probe me.
Probe me. Yeah. Okay. Now, all right. So obviously this guy is crazy, and like, yeah, though, no, like, fuck, he just.
You don't know, man.
You know what? I'll bet a fucking paycheck that it's fucking prove me he's right, and you can fucking have one.
Well,
of my
I think we should go stay over there one weekend, and when you get probed on day 72,
yeah, by an alien, not by you.
But look, you want okay?
I don't know if you're taking me to the desert to rape me. That does not fucking qualify as well. Told you get probed. No. I want to see an alien.
I'm gonna rape. I'm gonna give you an alien experience, son. In my extra testicle experience.
Yeah. I start selling merch. I got raped by Roman in the desert. Like, what? That's horrible. Okay, so. And now, also, too, a little on that topic, but, okay, aliens and this whole butt-probing thing, like, is that, like, obviously it's urban myth, but, or it was there a case of one alien coming to Earth and just had an ass fetish or something, like
it's just the one guy, right?
It just tumbled in it. Yeah, exactly. One thing happened, and, or was one guy...
Well, you know what's going to happen? The other aliens are going to show up. Right. And they're going to be like, hey, man, you know, hey, we're aliens. We want to be friends. I'm like, get away from me, you freaking media. Wait, what the hell's going on? We don't want you probing us anymore. Yeah, hoping. Oh, goddamn, Steve.
Steve
was here.
Steve. Oh. Like,
fuck, he ruins it for everybody, man. I'm telling you, we're not all like this guy. OK,
yeah, I know.
He's got a fucking butt fetish. I don't want to see your butt. Your butt's is ugly. My butt's ugly. Oh, man, you fucked it up for everybody.
Yeah, first contact.
Is just going to say, this is supposed to be like Star Trek, but man, like, what happens if like, Captain Picard or Captain Janeway showed up at a planet for the first time?
Yes.
Right? And they
jam their finger up someone's ass.
Oh, they had to reveal themselves, and then they find out that Steve, the red shirt, had been probing people for a week.
He's got the jump on him.
That's right. Fucking Steve.
God damn it. Like, I'm assuming what probably happened, like, there was probably a husband that was, having extramarital affairs with probably a, enjoyed the company of men, came home, yeah. And, honey, what's the matter with you? And maybe he had some complications from a little rough evening
with
his friend.
Out in the cornfield.
And
I was cornholing, and cornholing, for those who don't know, is actual game, what we call the beanbag game, where you throw the beanbag across the yard into, like, a slanted thing where you try to get it in the hole. You know that game?
Yeah, like a ski tune, yeah.
Its actual name is called cornholing.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah, so he's like, oh, I was out in the field cornholing. And then when she realized that it was actually putting corn in there.
Yeah, she's shoving corn.
I remember the two names got confused.
And then some lame excuse. He's like, oh, aliens abducted me, and then they probed me in the ass. Believe me. All right. Oh, my God.
Really, somebody shoved an ear of corn up your ass. He said his name was Orville Redenbacher.
Okay. That is horrible.
My apologies to Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah, the Orville Redenbacher family. Yeah. The opinions expressed by Roman are not shared by the networks we're on or anybody
listening.
You say
this, but this is the 1950s, and all that corn was non-GMO.
No,
so it was a healthy cornholing.
It was as healthy.
You know, proper. It was a non-cancerous cornholing is what I'm saying.
Yes, well, that's what we prefer, you mean?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? On that note, I think have you noticed on our shows? Now I'm just winding it down, and we're getting into the shutdown part. Why is it like when we leap off a total fucking awful?
It's okay. Well, there's only been three stories. We're gonna go with one more.
One more? Okay, if you got a quick one, we can. Yeah. You want to try to stick the landing?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if this works. It's gonna be very very quick. So, naked man breaks into pizza place, shows own sausage and meatballs.
You did not stick the landing. You're a fucking horrible person. Okay, real quick. Okay, so he...
So I'm not even going to read the story. I saw the news report. So,
yep.
On this one here, a guy decided to break into a pizza place because he's like, I'll break in, steal the register, and then I'll get the fuck out of here, and everything will be great. Well, he couldn't get in the register. He tried a pizza cutter. He tried a bread cutter.
Yeah.
He tried using all kinds of things. He couldn't get in. But before, the reason he ended up naked is because as he fell through inside, his pants got caught in the vent he was coming in from.
Right.
So it literally ripped him out of his pants.
Oh, so he's so actually...
He had to kind of get out of his clothes, and then he ended up by taking off the rest of his clothes, I think, because he fell in some liquid. So now he's like, so he's sitting there naked, and he's on video camera, and there's a video camera of this guy naked showing his meat and veg.
right.
And he got nothing out of it. He tried breaking into lockers. He tried breaking into offices. Literally got nothing out of it. Ended up by leaving the store half naked, and he stole a thermos.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Well, he needs to cover up.
Well, yeah. I got a buddy who likes probing who can use this.
Okay, so, well, I thought you were going to say, because remember the old pornos there back in the day, like, ding dong, pizza delivery. You wanted a pepperoni pizza? Well, here's the pizza, and here's the pepperoni.
Not this guy.
Not this guy. He's just nude in the pizza shop.
He didn't take any dough. He didn't take any pizza. It wasn't even a thermos. It was just a water bottle. He just ended up by taking a water bottle.
Well, he's working up a thirst. Stealing in the nude.
You got to feel like totally demoralized that you fell through the roof trying to break into a store, but you're finally in there. You end up in like screwing up the rest of your clothes, so you end up again having to get naked.
Yeah,
right.
And probably left his wallet in his pants. Like, yeah.
Let's see. He did leave something, if I remember correctly. He dropped. Yeah, so they couldn't believe what they saw. He left something like a shirt.
Yeah.
He left a shirt and DNA.
And DNA.
He left blood. Sorry, he left blood.
Blood. Okay, good. Whew.
So he cut himself. He left his shirt, and they're like, if he ever shows up in the system, they'll find out who he is.
Yeah. If a naked guy says, "Hey, you want to see him? Want to see my DNA?" I'd say no. Say absolutely not. Well, sir, we can't condone breaking into pizza parlors, but you know, like next time, maybe, you know. Wear better pants or what the fuck?
Just don't be a dumbass.
Don't be a dumbass. Awesome. So we're going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we go. Roman, can you tell the good people where they can find us on Twitter?
On Twitter, they can find us at Roman Podcast.
And yourself?
They can find me at Roman Citizens. That's for both the show and myself. We're on Snapchat. Not Snapchat, but Instagram. I'm also on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. And you can find myself on Twitter at RobertMMCast and also Cast1973 on Instagram. And also do not forget about send Roman and Rob tasty nudes, or send Roman tasty nudes, our tasty nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes and you want to send them to Roman, you can send them RomanPodcast@gmail.com, care of Roman. Or if you have any tasteful nudes, you know, nice artsy tasteful nudes, you can send them to me, Rob, same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com, attention Rob. And don't forget about our review reach around. If you would like to give us a star rating and review on any of the whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on, we call that the review reach around. So, you know, if you are so inclined, it just helps spread the word. And we make it fun by making it a reach around. Who wouldn't want
that? That's a 5-star Vaseline reach around, Rob.
5-star Vaseline reach around. And do not forget, like we mentioned earlier, ask Roman and Rob anything. That's on our website, RomanPodcast.com. And you can see the networks are on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Mountain Network, and all that other good stuff. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Do you like drama?
Drama makes me emotional.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's drama. It's dramatic.
Do you like comedy?
I love comedy, Johnny. It's the best thing there is. It takes your mind off all your troubles in your world.
You know that there are children starving in Africa right now.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
Do you like Alyssa Milano and Doctor Who?
I love Alyssa Milano. She's like my favorite actress.
I love Alyssa Milano, too, but I think I might love Doctor Who more than Alyssa Milano.
That is because you're a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny, the internet's only Doctor Who Who's the Boss podcast. Except for that Dutch one. What a bunch of weirdos. Listen on neilandjohnny.com, droidscanada.com, and on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. Bananas. Bananas.
Jigawa.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth. Holes... Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
And this is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grolics podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud.
Hi!
That was the other third of the Grolics podcast.
From afar. Because yeah. She's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolics podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, one of the guys created Doctor Who.
Canadian. He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. Oh. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIXpodcast.com.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.